Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We tried to bring some levity to what is an otherwise difficult situation here. Both these teams tanking. We started with the Yankees. Obviously got into both the Mets and the Yankees here. But the Yankees, who finally scored some runs, but of course, two solo home runs accounting for the only two real hits of that game. Then they lose another game to the Angels. I just don't understand what is going on with this New York Yankee lineup.
Well, I mean, listen, the Yanks aren't hitting. That's the short version. And then, you know, obviously with the Mets aren't pitching right now. So both teams are stumbling, bumbling all over themselves, tripping in every direction. It has been so bad that you have to think that it's going to get appreciably better, hopefully very soon. I mean, we're talking bunts not getting down, base running gaffes, you know, blunders all over, bullpen implosion, starters, you know, getting hit early, and neither team really hitting a ton. So it's just, it's an ugly watch. I don't think it's fatal. I don't think it's permanent. But boy, they're testing the limits on on what we can consume on a nightly basis watching bad baseball. It has not been this rough. So I think I heard something yesterday. Simultaneously, whether it was a lack of runs, a lack of wins, like a simultaneous long losing streak, I think the last time it was this bad was 96 for the Yanks and the Mets. Now, the Yankees won the World Series that year.
Right, Mets weren't any good.
Mets weren't that good. That was like Gilkey's team, right? Those guys, I'm pretty sure.
The thing that's crazy about this is that both teams were at the top of the sport. Now, they still are record-wise or whatever, but We were talking about this last Friday or last Thursday, whatever, like, oh, yeah, this is great. Which team is better? On track for a Subway Series, all that stuff. And then they haven't won a game since combined, which is unbelievable that they both go into the same run at the same time. As far as the Mets go, there is, to me, legitimate reason for concern as far as proving themselves in the regular season, which they have to do. Yankees don't have to prove themselves in the regular season. We're grading them on a curve of, oh, some of these problems, yet again, that we're seeing from this team that's not the first time, might rear their ugly head in the postseason and prevent them from winning a World Series yet again. With the Mets, it's, is this team good enough to be a mainstay, a top team in the regular season, a perennial contender in their own division, and where they were playing as well as anybody in the entire sport? They go into this 10-game stretch against a dead Braves team. They get the Phillies coming up and the Braves again. And they cough up the first one in brutal fashion. Last night, they get embarrassed yet again. And they give the Braves some life. So the Mets still have a long way to go as far as proving themselves in the regular season. And they just get, and not only they get beat by Atlanta, they continue to get embarrassed by them.
Well, yeah. I mean, that is an issue. And I've got a little question about a particular emoji that was floating around the social sphere last night, which I'll get to in a little bit, that may or may not have come from your account.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to that later. Okay. You know, the one thing, though, when you've said this a couple times, and I know what you mean. And I don't even really disagree, because it's based on a lot of years of evidence here. But I myself, and you know this by now, I don't lean on the Yankees history. I'm not one that gets on the air and rolls out the resume. My father-in-law's got a great expression. You know, yesterday's resume means nothing today. Doesn't matter what you did last year or 5 years ago. What are you doing today? Like, that's just a way of keeping it current. So while the Yankees generally do great in the regular season, dude, they're 1.5 games up on the Rays and the 2 up on Toronto. There's no guarantee. As much as I'm sitting here saying, well, I think the Yankees will pound their way out of it. Luis Gil coming back. Pitching's already been very good. And I do think the Yankees stabilize fairly soon. But there's nothing guaranteed. So I just push back a little. And I know what you mean about, like, the Mets. Like, they're trying to transform how they are perceived. I get it. And the only way that you do that is multiple years, you know, obviously getting to and winning a World Series for the first time since 86, but maybe more importantly is the continued success, sustained, we've always used that word, back to back to back to back, where every spring training you're like, all right, maybe this might not be a vintage Mets team, but they're going to win 90, be a wild card minimally. Like, to get to that point, you've got to do it year in and year out. And the Yankees generally do, but it's tight in the East right now for the Yankees.
Just because I'm saying that the Yankees don't need to prove themselves in the regular season doesn't mean that they're not going to be competing for the AL East. Like, obviously, each individual year, sure, they got to prove themselves. But I'm not doubting them on a level of, well, they're not good enough to win their division or be in the playoffs. We know that the Yankees, even at their worst, are going to be in the playoffs and generally win the division. The Mets haven't won a division in 10. See, here's the difference. We talk about the Mets as if they're some great team, and they have played great. And I do believe they're on their way to being a great team in a great spot with a great leader of the organization, owner, Stearns, all those different things with great players. But they haven't done it yet. And the one thing I haven't seen in my life as a fan, 30 years, they've been getting embarrassed and beaten by the Braves. They showed the camera last night, all those pennants that the Braves have, all those division winners. Mets haven't won a division in 10 years. That's a long time, BT, to not win a division.
Yeah, I know.
And really, like, winning a division, what does it mean anymore? Well, it at least shows you can compete within your own division. Not one in 10 years. Where the Braves fall out of bed, they win a division. The Phillies, same thing. Like, at least the Phillies have had some division wins. So before we put the Mets and Juan Soto and I talk about King Cohen and on the equal level with the Yankees, where I do really believe they're at or will be there soon, they've got to go out there and prove it.
Mm-hmm.
And in these two games against a team that was begging to be killed, I can't breathe. Put me away.
Take the stake. Put it in the heart.
And the Mets let him off the mat. And they, like, how are they getting embarrassed at this point when they go into the series 13 games better than the Braves? So I need to see a lot more from this group. They didn't bury the Braves a year ago.
No.
They beat them in a singular game, and both teams ended up getting into the postseason. That wasn't exercising the demons in Atlanta or against the Braves. So the Mets, that's what I mean. The Mets have a lot to prove, whereas the other teams in the AL East are always chasing the Yankees.
Win 5-1, 6-2, 6-3, 7-3 today. If they do, you'll feel a little bit better about this. I get it. The angst is high. Now let's get to Sal's tweet from last night. I don't know that I've ever seen a tweet, because there's very little for your tweets to be interpreted. You know, beautiful display of baseball in the Bronx. Alvarez.
That was the other night.
I know. Alvarez, the offense is bad enough. The place you should ship him to the minors. Like, we know what Sal's thinking when Sal tweets. Last night.
Yeah.
Little unsure. We're going to need a little translation here, partner.
Yeah.
So around 14 hours ago, 9:15, 9:20-ish, Sal simply tweeted an emoji, and it is a waving white flag.
Yes.
Now, are you waving the white flag, call of mercy, Braves don't hurt me again? Is this a big picture thing?
Not a big picture.
What is the white flag for?
I couldn't take it anymore. Mets, Braves. Can't take it anymore. I give up. Mercy. I give up. And that's what I mean. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to be against the Braves. I can't do it anymore against the Braves. Mercy with this damn team. I just can't stomach losing to the Braves. The Mets will be fine. They'll be a playoff team. They'll bounce back. I still think they're going to win the division.
Uh-huh.
I just, in that moment, it was specifically to that game, which was over. The game was over before it started. And by the way, remember yesterday I was saying, like, oh, I thought they'd be minus 220. They ended up being minus 190.
Yeah.
I should have just bet the house on the Braves.
Remember that.
I mean, come on. Now, whatever. 2-1 is not great odds. But the Braves are going to win that game. Blackburn had no chance. Mets had no chance. Right out of the gate, they're fumbling all over themselves, giving away free runs. The first batter for, you know, the Braves, Acuna, dancing around the base paths. That's what I mean. Like, I just can't take the Mets' futility and ineptitude against that team, in particular in that building. That was the white flag.
Okay. Just wanted to see. Now, maybe there's some good Braves odds that you want to jump on today.
What is it?
Make a few bucks here.
What is it? Strider versus Holmes.
Let me see. I'm trying to find this, and I believe that this. Okay, here we go. So, yep, Strider Holmes. I mean, I wouldn't bet against Holmes. He's been doing well.
Yeah. I think the Mets could win tonight.
I hear you.
And one singular win will calm everything down. But if they lose tonight, dude, full panic mode tomorrow.
Okay, Mets. Oh, that'll be fun because it'll be thousands of people getting to see us at Fanatics Fest with Sal flipping out. Let's go, Bravos. Mets plus 109 today. Braves minus 129 total. You know, I think
the Mets win tonight.
You think they do?
I do.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me. I think Holmes has been good. I might mess around and take the over-under. Over-under is 8. Now, how many pitches is Holmes going to go?
Yeah, well, that's the other thing.
It's the problem.
I know. But then, you know, the Mets bullpen, they got to use. They didn't really use any of their A guys last night. I think the Mets will bounce back and win tonight. And one simple, same thing with the Yankees. Like, Yankees this afternoon, they're coming up a little bit. We'll get to that lineup. Let's get to the new Yankee lineup here, because it is different from Boone. But same thing. Like, all this, I don't want to say panic, because I don't think everybody's really going into panic. But it is frustrating and perplexing to see two great teams play as poorly as they have for this full, almost week now of action. This baseball brief was brought to you by Guinness Stout. It's a lovely day for...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For a pint of Guinness.
All right, Yankees baseball coming up 12:25 here on The Fan. Of course, the pregame first pitch on The Fan as well. So this is one of the issues we talked about. You know, Grisham was getting some runners to leadoff man. And then Dominguez got a look now back to Goldschmidt, who has also hit leadoff a little bit during the spring and during the early part of this season. So it's Goldschmidt one, Belly up to the two spot. You got Judge and Stanton. Is that the first time Stanton's been in the four hole? Am I missing that? Anyway, Goldschmidt, Belly, Judge, Stanton. Yeah, I like that on paper. Jazz 5, Volpe 6, Wells 7. I actually like this offensive lineup. DJ 8, who's been okay. And then Grisham back where he belongs. Bother me or the order. Batting 9th, playing center. Carlos Rodon is on the bump.
Yeah, see, so I was thinking this the other night. Boone is, and he admits this, he's too married to the splits. He likes, meaning the lefty-righty, having the versatility throughout the lineup. Right? I like it myself, but I think sometimes you could be too focused on stacking lefties. Oh, I don't want to do that. Like the Mets with Nimmo and Soto. Initially, it's like, oh, no, you can't do that. Have two lefties back-to-back. You know what? It's Juan Soto's one of those lefties. You're fine. Just go with your best hitters. Mm-hmm. So same thing here with Judge and Stanton stacking those righties. You could have balance the rest of the way, but you do want to have some protection for Judge. What better protection in the Yankee lineup than Giancarlo Stanton for Aaron Judge?
Yeah, I mean, on paper, again, if he hits one and he's got a leg one out, like, let's see, here's the problem with Stanton. I mean, I don't know if it happens tonight, but I promise you, or today, it's going to happen at some point. You know, Stanton to stay if he stays in the four spot. Now, if he's hitting home runs, that's great. You'll live with it. But first and second, Yankees up a run, down a run, tie game, high leverage late. And, you know, because he literally has to jog in what maybe could be, you know, beating down the line and breaking up a double play and having a run score because he hits rockets and he hits sometimes right at him. You know, you just know that it's basically got to be on grass or in the gap for him to have a hit or over the wall.
We had,
it's a tough way to play.
We had, just looking at the lineup here, BT, when we had Boone opening day out at the stadium. Now, it's a long season, different lineups. But remember, we were both, I think, saying, why wouldn't you have Bellinger in front of Aaron Judge?
Yeah, who batted leadoff? Was that Ben Rice that day? I think it may have been Ben Rice.
I forget what he did that day.
I think it was Ben Rice.
Nah, could have been Goldschmidt. Either way, the point was, we thought that the lineup was going to be Judge 3, Bellinger 2.
Yeah.
To get the best out of Bellinger because you have Judge behind him. And instead, I think it was Judge 2, Bellinger 3. This should be the Yankees 2-3-4. I don't care who they want to hit leadoff. Figure it out. Like, Goldie's hot. You want to try to go with, well, I guess you really don't have many other options. Got to be Goldie. You know, Grisham's cooled off to this point. Who else are you going to put there? You're not going to put Volpe or Austin Wells there. Oh, maybe it was Austin Wells. No, remember they had Austin Wells.
It was Wells. I'm looking at it.
He started the game with the home run.
I got it for you. It was Wells 1, Judge 2, Bellinger 3, yeah. Goldschmidt 4, Chisholm, Dominguez, Volpe, Rice, Cabrera.
Right. So my question to him was, why not Bellinger in front of Judge? Just didn't make sense. Like, I want Bellinger to get that protection, and now with Stanton, you had that. Forget stacking the righties. Uh-huh. This is how the Yankee lineup should be every day. You want to change it beyond them? I would not have Jazz hitting 5 for
Who'd
the record.
You go? Would you go Wells?
I'd rather have Austin Wells there. If you want, 100%. Mm-hmm. 100%, dude. I'm tired of watching Jazz try to be a power hitter.
Well, you say 100%. Austin Wells is hitting 210.
I understand that. I still just trust him more as a hitter given quality at bats. But either way, it's slim pickings right now.
Yep.
I think you could argue leadoff hitter and 5 through 9. I do not think they should be messing with 2, 3, 4. It should be Bellinger, Judge, Stanton the rest of the way.
Yeah, and I think if Stanton stays healthy and, you know, and he's had some hits early on, I think you will see this, and forget about the names, just from a righty-lefty perspective, they're looking at righty-lefty, righty-righty, lefty-righty, lefty-righty, yep. Lefty today. That's what they have going on.
Tickets to the Red Bulls to go see Messi.
Oh, wow, look
you
at
know,
you.
You know who Messi is, right?
Oh, stop, of course, man, 100%.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Yeah, 1,000%. Like, Ronaldo, right, Messi.
What's his first name?
Leon.
Okay, Leo.
No, I know Messi, dude.
Because I barely knew it.
I think it's Lee. Wait.
Lionel Messi. Anyway, it's a big deal when he comes to the Red Bull Arena.
Yes.
So they were like, hey, you know, whatever, if you want to buy tickets, let us know. So, and my family wanted to go.
Okay.
So I did. And I was like, all right, I'll take two for myself. Be a cool event, like the way Sammy Stein, like, you know Sammy. He was great.
Sammy's fantastic.
Yeah. He was talking about, he's like, dude, last year was insane. I'm like, you know what? It's great. And it's 30 minutes from my house. Not a big deal at all.
What is it?
July 19th.
Go ahead.
So it's a Saturday, July 19th.
Perfect.
Right? Exactly. Other than July 19th, the what Mets are retiring David Wright's number. What do you do here?
Well, to me, it's a no-brainer. I'm sorry, soccer. I mean, no disrespect. If I'm you, again, I'm answering this from your shoes. That's my boy.
I know, but it's a half hour from where I am. My family wants to go.
Wait, does your family want to go, or did you encourage them?
No. I'm not talking about my wife and daughter. I'm talking about my
mom.
My wife's family.
Oh,
they wanted to go.
Oh, so they're actually proactively into it.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a tougher call, my friend.
Yeah, so they're definitely going, and I have the two tickets to go. The other thing is I might be able to thread the needle and do both, but you know that's going to be one of those decisions I'll wake up that morning and be like, what did I get myself into?
That sounds good on June 19th. That sounds like hell on July 19th.
Because Wright is at 4 o'clock. So I could, just like I did with Doc, go for the retirement, see the number go up, and then bounce.
Yeah, I remember you left there. Didn't it rain for Doc a little bit? I remember coming back from a game, and it was raining, listening to the ceremony.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was raining a little bit. So either way, I still feel like I got to be at the right ceremony, but...
Do you have to go? Why can't
I don't have to go to either. Really.
No, that's true.
Probably end up doing nothing. Sit over and watch them.
Get the tickets and let your wife's family go so that they're into it and you go watch David Wright.
Understood, but I did get the two extra tickets thinking like maybe my wife and I could go.
Got it.
And then hang out with her family.
It sounds like a great family environment.
Well, here's the thing. I get to like appease my wife because it's with her family a little bit.
Yep.
And at the same time, I'm going to a sporting event that would be cool to check out to see Messi. So like it's kind of, okay, well, we could do both, you know? But at total cost. Now I'm going to lose David Wright and not see the number go up.
Who's your three favorite Mets of all time?
See, I think Wright is now borderline, like, it's too close to me being in my adulthood beyond my peak fandom. This is, like, the end of the line.
I feel you on that. You so who I mean? Are your top three?
Piazza.
Piazza won, I knew that. Yeah.
I mean, Doc. Well, and then the way I was just fine, I didn't even go to Darryl's. I went to Doc's.
Mm-hmm.
You say my three favorite Mets of all time?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, David Wright. I love the other guy.
He's not on the list.
No, Wright's not on the list.
Well,
no,
I love him. You got to go.
Personally, I love him. Great, great person.
Yeah, he is.
And I think out of respect, I owe it to him to be as a fan, not like me, you know, but out of respect for what he's done for the organization and being the face of the franchise and handling himself the way that he is.
Class.
That's exactly.
My favorite. Outside of Doc and Darryl, he's my favorite Met of all time.
I love him. That's what makes me want to go. So I got to think
you want to go, but you're not.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.